I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Thank you for watching us on Twitch, twitch.tv/abrog87 with a W in there somewhere. Thank you for listening. We're all over all of the listening things. We're also on YouTube and whatnot, so whatever. Join our Discord. We've been actively watching tonight's 49ers and Seahawks game. Booble was bored. It is what it is. I think Ski was bored. Ski was watching it. King was bored. If you're watching us, you can tell that I'm not bored. I got my 90s Niners jacket on. I'm interested, so I might get distracted. Game is happening right now. Movie podcast this week for Sunday is Weird, the Al Yankovic Story. It is on Roku. Good fucking luck with Roku. You know, we'll talk more about that on Sunday. I'm just saying, like, good luck with Roku. It's a thing. Yeah, we'll talk more about that on Sunday. It'll be fine. So where should we start? So did Noah Sewell say he's going to the NFL?
No, just okay. General whispers.
Okay. Yeah, because you had mentioned that earlier this week, and I was like, I don't remember seeing that anywhere. But
nothing official, obviously.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
but
he should
going to the NFL to be what? Yeah, Special teamer?
He should not.
I don't see him.
He's like a fifth or sixth round pick. Like, who knows, man? Like, who knows what people are in people's ears? He might have made his decision before the season started anyways. And so, you know, it is what it is.
I don't know. The NFL's weird. They could grade out players differently. It's someone who just love them, you know, be a second round pick somehow.
You'll take a potential pick on somebody in the fifth round. And that's pretty much what Sewell would be, I think. Well, maybe we should start. Well, maybe we should start with like Mike Leach then, because you know the week started off with this really weird, mysterious story about like Mike Leach. Is he in serious condition? What's going on with him? Nobody will tell anybody what is actually happening with him. And then a reporter says he died, but he didn't actually die. And so everybody's just like, well, what the fuck is going on? Like, what happened to him? And then we find out he does, in fact, die. And, you know, he apparently had a heart attack and, you know, just bad news. But it's just sort of a weird situation. And now Mike Leach, who was, you know, the active head coach of a college football team, like died. And that's not something we have really ever seen. Like, I'm trying to think. We've had scares before.
It was the last couple times we're really close together. 2005, Randy Walker, Northwestern, heart attack.
Right.
And then 2007, Terry Heppner, Indiana, brain cancer. But he was technically taking a year off when he died. Right. But it doesn't happen often, of course.
It was the in season as well.
No, I think they were both. I think they were both in like late summer, if I recall correctly. So like right as practice was starting, but not like this.
Yeah, not right as the season ends, right before the bowl, right before players hitting the portal, kind of burying him as a coach. Because, you know, someone dies in sports, it's usually just the good things about him that is, you know, constantly talked about.
That was going to be my question for you guys, is like, how are we going to remember Mike Leach?
Well, I you know, throw out all his political shit, right? Because, you know, people, you know, choose a side and that's whatever. Your politics are yours. But he was kind of a shitty person to his players. And that was really not mentioned at all by anyone, really, in the media.
I think the only person that mentioned it was at the very end of the Audible podcast with Stuart Mandel. Bruce Feldman mentioned that, well, we were friends, and like everyone who's friends with Mike Leach, you have to take a break because he's super grating, and then he does these post-game press conferences after losses where he calls everyone soft, tells them to go home, and insults their girlfriends. And it was a short blurb, you know, it was 2 minutes in a 55-minute podcast about Mike Leach, but at least he put it out there because it's true.
Like, yeah, it is.
The guy openly talks shit about his own players. The guy put Craig James's kid in a shed. Craig James is a piece of garbage, but you shouldn't be putting your players in sheds in Texas during the summer. Like, that's a bad idea. That you're kind of a psychopath if you do something like that as a head coach.
And like Ski said, you know, like the political stuff. Okay, Dan Lanning is from Missouri. Look at his Twitter likes. He's. I think we know who he voted for. Okay, that's fine. Stumping for Trump like Leach did, probably kind of weird, but I saw Ernie Kent on a stage with Barack Obama, not once, but twice. So Mike Leach isn't the only one. He's not the first one. He's not the last one.
I mean,
it is what it is. But like Ski was saying,
in the Senate because of Trump.
But like Ski was saying, my thing is my least favorite kind of coach just in general is the one who takes no accountability. Even if they're sitting up there speaking bullshit platitudes, oh, this is on me, this is on the staff, this is on everyone. Okay, he didn't do that. He always made it, like, super weirdly personal about the players. And as just, that's just not the kind of coach I like. I'm not doing somersaults that he died. I'm not, you know, starting a parade. It's sad. He was 61. He's a husband. He's a father. He's a grandfather. It's not cool. It, you know, it sucks. But as a just a coach.
Yeah, we're just talking about his legacy. Yeah.
That kind of coach I just don't prefer. Just speaking terrible platitudes where you take on ownership even if you don't believe it. Don't go after players after every loss. And then a couple of weeks ago after the Egg Bowl, I don't know if you guys saw his like post-game press conference. I mean, he sounded like he was swimming in like he was talking with the waterline up to here. Like, it was really bad. And I saw it a couple of radio shows and podcasts. Yeah, they're kind of having fun with it, obviously clearly not knowing. And then Lane Kiffin was saying that at the Egg Bowl, he talked to him before the game. And after the game, he was like, looking back, he was like, there was something clearly not right with
something
him.
Something was off, yeah.
Something was way off. And, you know, hey, you can't deny that his scheme was influential and better for the sport because no one wants to see 14-7 games every week. Nope. But he's just not – his coaching, it handled losses. That's just not the kind of coach I like. His politics aside, flush him, because if we judge every coach on their politics, in football, we probably wouldn't have many of them.
But like I was saying, I don't even remember the kid's name that hit the portal like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
And in his little write up, just like kind of buried Leach.
Yeah, saying
what other coach has players by leaving name. Your program that set you by name, say, you know, it's because he said he did XYZ is why I'm the fuck out of here. Because
Coach Leach doesn't think I can play wide receiver or something like that.
And says I'm soft and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No, well, you're going to have the big group of fans that are like, that's how they want. They love coaches like that, you know.
Well, that's the thing. That's what all the people who are coming out this week and, you know, saying RIP and like, you know, like just sharing all these fond memories they had of him, mostly people in the media, because people in the media, like when he would interact with them, he was generally funny and quirky. He is somebody who is completely different than the monotonous bullshit that they're used to. And to them, that was fun. And that was great. You know, he's sharing these like random history stories where he'd talk for he'd be with Mike Yam and talk about some random history story for a half an hour. And of course, like Mike Yam's like, I fucking love this guy. This is fantastic. I'm so used to talking to Mark Helfrich, who has nothing interesting to say ever. Like, this is fantastic. But then, you know, with that like fun, quirky side, you had the side that was just a pure asshole. Like, he was an asshole. Like ask Nick Aliotti about Mike Leach. Like, Nick Aliotti hates Mike Leach. He's an asshole. Like, innovative play caller, fun, quirky, knowledgeable guy, but a prick. And sometimes you have pricks in this sport, and I fully understand.
I was
going
to say,
but it has to be part of like the legacy when we're talking about a guy remembering him. It is part of it. You don't have to like say fuck this guy. Like I'm glad he died. Like that's not what you're saying.
No,
but it's
like glad he's dead.
You have to mention it. It's part of it.
There's prickly guys. You know, Saban's prickly, Belichick prickly,
an absolute asshole. Like Nick Saban is an absolute prick to everybody he talks to other than players and other than players' parents and other than boosters. So that's the line there. That's the thing Leach did differently, is he was a prick to his players too. And that's you can't do that, man. You can't.
See, but you're saying he wasn't a prick to media people. That's why all the stories were all off-field stuff usually about Leach, because like you said, he's an entertaining guy to talk to. He's got endless stories of endless things. It sounds like he goes out of his way a lot to help people that ask for it too. But like I said, you get him on the field. I don't know if he turns on something that, you know, that kind of old, even though he's only 61, that old school mentality coach of, you know, buck, essentially like buck up here, kids kind of thing.
Right. Couple of comments.
And that doesn't fly with college age kids usually.
Couple comments in the chat. Booble says, same idea as Bob Knight. Great coach, I guess, but he's a fucking jackass. WCP says he was a good, not great coach. No doubt about his influence on the game from an X's and O's standpoint. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No question.
He basically created that offense, right? I mean.
Yeah, he mutated it from Hal Mummy. Sure. You know. And like, when you say you don't particularly like Mike Leach, people jump to the politics stuff, which I'm trying to say I don't care about.
I don't really care, yeah.
But the thing that bugged me was, even after he died, there are some Oregon, you know, based journalists that would repost these like Mike Leach stories. And they were like, hey, we saw him on the sideline before a game eating a banana. How quirky. That's not quirky. That's... They're one of a kind. National treasure. It's 20 minutes for a game. What do you want him to eat? A whole steak?
Mark Sanchez ate a hot dog on the field, guys. That's quirky.
That was my initial like turn off from Leach, was just how people were like, hey, look at him. He's wearing shoes. One of a kind. National treasure. It's just, for me, that was my initial turn off. It's like, okay, you're going to get 600 retweets off this. But he's eating a nectarine. Like, that's not anything that amazing.
People eat bananas, guys. I'm confused why you're surprised.
And that's a very, like, trivial quibble for me. Yes. But it was just my first. I was like, who cares? He's eating a banana. You're writing a thread about you watching him walk down a tunnel peeling a banana before a game? That's not interesting.
You're reaching. Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel like that says more about the person and the sort of the state of the media too, is they need to search for something. They need to show that they like, for whatever reason, they need to have their RIP Mike Leach statement.
Yes. And again, cause I'm very rarely on Twitter anymore, but I made a slightly anti Mike, not even anti, just my feelings on Mike Leach. Sad he's dead. Didn't like this. Boy, I got buried by just random people. Just.
Is that the one?
Everyone from the South came out of the woodwork.
Is that the one you almost got suspended for?
I did get suspended.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So I finally was like, ah.
Like, yeah. You get reported by enough people, even if the tweet's not bad. The Twitter's going to... By the way, Elon, I thought that's the point of this new world Twitter.
But what was funny is people were like searching my tweets because they didn't like my Mike Leach tweet and wishing me death from COVID, and they didn't get suspended.
Yeah, that's way more aggressive.
Okay, all right.
Booble with a good point. Did he peel the banana first? Now that's a story.
Ooh, boy, that would be a story.
He just ate a raw banana.
I can see Leach being one of the people that peel it from the bottom, you know, hold with the end, hold it like a, you know,
I got one for you. So he pulls the banana out of his pocket, has like a butterfly knife, and then just like slices it right down the seam, and then opens it up that way, and just like eats it like a corn on the cob.
After he passed, someone retweeted this tweet from like 2018 or 17, where they were like, "Oh, Mike Leach eats bananas on the field piece by piece," and it, in my head, I was like. Was he revolutionary? Well, like he didn't take like he would break off a piece and throw it in his mouth.
Oh,
sure.
I was like, was he revolutionary on not wanting to eat a glizzy in front of cameras? Was he the first one to realize you shouldn't eat bananas in front of cameras?
National.
I mean, I think about that now. Like sometimes I'll be driving to work or something. I'm like, I need to eat something. I'll have a banana. I go piece by piece because I don't need someone catching that picture.
Yeah. Hey, somebody in the chat clip that.
Because I remember probably 10 years ago, there was a short-lived, before it was banned, Twitter account, but like eating bananas on the Oregon campus. And it was just some creep in the library taking pictures girls eating bananas while studying, super creepy.
That's not great.
Yeah, it lasted like 2 weeks.
Man, Geno Smith is getting killed tonight, boys.
No, he's not very good.
Yeah.
No, he is not.
There was a play, so it's, listener, if you're listening on the podcast later on, it's 21-6 right now, 10.5 minutes left in the fourth. There was a play earlier in this game where Nick Bosa, they called him for roughing the passer. On the play, D'Amador Lenore had a pick six. And it was not a good roughing call. It wasn't. I know I'm saying this with wearing what I'm wearing, but
was that the same call?
The 49ers go up 28-3 at that point. The ball game is like over. And so 10.5 minutes left now. Seahawks go down and score. They're within another score. And I'm just roughing the passer. It is apparently something the NFL is going to talk about reviewing for next season. I don't know.
I don't know they would have reviewed it. Still would have been roughing by the new rules.
Well, maybe.
It's the stupid body weight rule, which is dumb.
So
especially on that Bosa one, he like got hit into a guy and like came back underneath him. His body weight landed on him, but you can't overturn that. That's just a terrible rule.
You're tackling a person. Your body weight's gonna land on him. I understand, like not driving them into the ground or whatever, but. Yeah, it is.
It should be a lift and drive.
Yeah,
should be it.
Do you think it would be a good idea to review roughing the passer calls? Because you slow down any play, like any hit on the quarterback, and it can look really violent and look like roughing. So, like my fear is that it would go the other way. Is that they don't call a roughing, and then they like a coach challenges it or something, and he's like, "That was roughing," and then they look at it and then they reverse it.
My thing is, I don't need any more reviews. There's too many reviews.
No, see, that's them.
I'm over reviews.
I hear you. So fix the fucking penalty.
Like the one on Herbert on Sunday night.
Sunday,
it was not roughing the passer.
No.
Like, and they used the body weight and all that stuff, and it was really a very, because I didn't see it live. I was running an errand, and even the chart, because of course we get Chargers local radio call here,
right?
Jesus Christ. And even Matt Money Smith and whoever, Daniel Jeremiah, were like, that's a really bad call. Yeah. And then I got home and looked at it, I was like, yep, they were right. And they're homers. Like, and they even said it was a terrible call.
It reminds me of when they first changed the catch rule, how you had like that year or two span where there were so many plays that were close and nobody had any idea what was a catch, what wasn't a catch.
It's like, I still don't know what a catch is.
My eyes, I'm looking at it. He didn't catch the ball or he did catch the ball. Like, why are you saying that's not a catch? And then that's what we're doing right now. We're like, he didn't fucking drive him into the ground. Land on him. What do you mean land on him? That can't be the rule. And so I feel like in a few years, we're actually going to have a solid answer on this bullshit. But until then, we're just going to keep dealing with this crap. And it's going to
is WCP3 still in the chat?
Yes. He says the body weight rule is the worst.
Okay, I just want to ask him a quick question. How do you feel about the Chiefs right now, bud?
WCP, say it in the chat. I'll let you know what he says. How are you feeling about the Chiefs right now?
I mean, I think they're going to finish 14-3, and I don't think they're very good.
Yeah, they are very good, but they're also like maybe the worst they've been in a while.
They're very good because they have a good coach and a great quarterback.
Yeah. and your defense is playing pretty well.
The D line is good. The secondary. What are you going to do with four rookies?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And Spagnola does, like, Charvarius Ward is really good in San Francisco. You want to know why? Because they kind of give them help. Spagnolo's just like, nope, on an island, one-on-one.
Yeah.
Don't care.
You know, I'll say, by the way, he says pretty good is how he feels.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'll say tonight is the first time all season Ward has been locking up with somebody.
Oh, he's been locking people up tonight. Yeah.
Well, he is following Metcalf from side to side, and he's in his fucking head. He has locked him down tonight. It's the first time he's done it all season. You're absolutely right.
Got a taunting penalty out of DK.
Oh boy, the taunting penalty, and then the offensive PI. Did you notice like the offensive PI when he was walking back down the sideline that Kyle Shanahan was right behind him talking shit to him? I was like, the camera barely picks it up, and Kyle's just like, oh man. I would love. So, you know, they mic up everybody. I would love to hear what he was saying to DK.
Oh, it's on mic'd up somewhere.
Yep. Somebody's got that.
But Ski, how do you feel about your Colts?
Well, let's put in my big league,
mean-spirited.
My big fantasy league, lost Kyler Murray right before the playoffs.
Ooh. Hey, sounds familiar.
No. So you know how he's feeling about his Colts? He immediately brought up fantasy football instead.
Yeah, so you know what I immediately did when I lost Kyler? I went and picked up Matt Ryan because he's going to have 5 touchdowns this week.
Uh-huh. Yeah, good luck with that.
5 tutters out of Matty Ice. No, they stink.
They do. Hey,
we're having supposedly a good offensive line. They can't block for fucking shit. Still got no weapons.
What happened with Mariota? So, like, Mariota gets benched. And then all I've seen is like Mariota gets benched, and then there's a report that he and his woman had a baby, but also that the coach came out and said he like quit or something like that.
I thought you said he was hurt, but that wasn't the reason why he got benched.
No, essentially that he was like faking an injury or something, right? He lied about an injury. So.
I mean, it was inferred that he was. Made himself go on the IR for a knee injury that wasn't chronic, but I believe today Mariota actually went under a procedure on the knee.
Okay.
It could just be getting his knee scoped. I don't know. It was very vague, but I don't think you get a fake knee surgery, even if it's just getting scoped, if you're mad, you got benched.
You can't just have a knee surgery if nothing's wrong with your knee.
Right. Like, well, doctors aren't really going to do that.
It's a scope. It's just taking a peek.
Unless it's a cosmetic thing. Like, he's got this, his left knee is uglier than the right knee, and he's self-conscious.
Wasn't this the Falcons' plan from the beginning? Mariota wasn't their quarterback of the future. We all assumed Ritter was going to be in there. I'm surprised Marcus lasted this long. He played better than he should have.
He did. He's like middle of the NFL quarterback this year. Like
if he won one more game, one more of those close games, he's still starting because they would have been tied for first in the NFC.
He did throw picks on like 2 or 3 of those losses when they were driving down under a score. So
Hey, listen, I don't think any of us are going to sit here and say Marcus Mariota is your franchise quarterback as a good team. Yeah. We've seen enough. It's like year 9. Like, we know if he's your number 2, you can do a lot worse than that. If he's got to play for 3 straight weeks, you can do a lot worse than that.
Hey, by the way, if they're looking to dump him, I mean, I know a team who's looking for a backup quarterback right now. Josh Johnson is warming up on the sidelines for the 49ers right now.
I mean, I know a team in Indianapolis that's looking for a starter.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not a backup, but a starter.
Oh, Brock Purdy. You're my new best friend. That's probably going to do it, that first down. 21-6, clinching the NFC West tonight.
Exciting football.
With like 3 weeks left. You got to love it. Got to love it. The Debo injury was a scary thing for me, I'll admit. Because that looked bad, right? Like, I'm not wrong.
It looked way worse. Yeah. It looked way worse than Kyler's injury.
Well, Kyler's was non-contact. Like, we see that shit all the time. Like, Debo's leg got, like, his foot was caught in the turf and his leg got bent sideways. Like, it looked like he tore everything in his knee. And then it comes out to be, like, a high ankle sprain. And by the way, like, coming back in 3 weeks from a high ankle sprain means you're superhuman. Like,
Like I said on Sunday, he's Diva Samuel. I'm out for 12 months. I'll see you in 20 days. Get out of here, you faker.
He's crying just to put on a show. He's like, we have the playoffs locked up. You don't need me.
Yeah, just get out of here. What a look at me. Like, he's just look at me looing everything. Okay, yeah. Look at me.
Yeah. Booble saying, suggesting HGH.
Delco's right there.
That's my response. I mean, yeah, it is the Bay Area, right? Is it the cream or the clear? Oh, they've given the ball to McCaffrey 40 times tonight. Like, that needs to, they should probably put in Mason and stop doing that, because maybe that's going to happen the rest of the way once they get the, if they actually win and get the playoff spot. Okay, anyway, we've talked about my
team. Too much NFL. Let's move on.
Yeah, we've talked about my team too much. Where do you want to go? Because we could talk baseball.
No. I'm gonna clear everyone out. We've avoided this for 2.5 months now, and I know the season doesn't officially start until Christmas, but the Lakers aren't playing on Christmas, so the NBA doesn't really start until June. That's how I look at it. But we're a third of the way through, and your Portland Trailblazers, 16-2. Fourth in the West.
Yeah, they back up to fourth in the West. They've won. I wrote it down. Oh, I lost it. So back to fourth in the West. Dame's game against Minnesota the other day where he had 11 threes and didn't play in the fourth quarter. Still an exciting team.
But I'm just saying, the Pelicans and the Grizz are tied for first at 18-9, okay? So listen. No one here is making a push for the Blazers to make the finals. It's not what we're doing. The regular season is a completely different beast than the postseason. I'm just saying. The Blazers are 10-3 with Damian Lillard, 6-9 without him. They're on a road trip. They're going to lose to the Mavericks. They'll beat the Rockets. They play the Thunder on that weird back-to-back thing that they do now. Do they beat them both times? I don't know. Maybe. But after that, they play 11 of their next 14 games at home. There is like there's a real possibility. And again, none of us, not you. Fuck you.
You're cool.
None of us are making a case for postseason stuff. But there is a possibility that in like a month, the Blazers are like a 2 or 1 seed in the West just because of scheduling. It'll balance out in the end, but there's a real possibility.
Bad start as well. I mean, Golden State's under 500,
and Steph's out for a couple weeks.
And Steph's out. Who else is it? Dallas is 500. Who people thought was going to have the big jump. Teams just aren't that good.
You are so afraid to come to Portland.
Me?
Yeah.
No. Do I think Shady Sharp is going to do damage in May? Like, come on now.
Booble says Sharp for Rookie of the Year.
No, he plays 15 minutes a night.
And he gets mad crazy dunks where his head's above
best. Might have the best highlight package. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Dunk contest champion, that's faux show.
But, I'm just saying, the Blazers. Kind of sneaky. Just take note.
You can say the exact same thing right now that you could have said last week. And the week before that, and the week before that.
No, because they lost like 8 of 10 or what, 7 of 10 without Lillard. So
that's true. Dame is back, which helps.
Yeah.
How long is he going to be back?
Who knows? Yeah, that's a good point.
We'll see. If he keeps coming back every few weeks, having a game where he hits 10 threes, like, we'll be happy. I think, you know.
I did watch that game where he hit the 11 threes, and I was like, sitting here going, living. Stop making baskets,
pissed off.
Jeremy Grant.
Absolutely pissed off.
Shaedon Sharpe, yeah. Stop getting dunks.
I was absolutely pissed the fuck off that he didn't get to play the fourth quarter.
Why are you extending this lead to 20? No one wants to see any
no one
of
wants
you.
To see that.
Dude.
Just
dude.
Get it to 9.
Or
let Lillard chuck four threes.
Chauncey, leave him in the first 4 minutes of the fucking fourth quarter. Let him chuck 7 or 8 threes. Maybe he makes
just
3 of them. It sets the fucking NBA record. Like, let
just
him try.
Incredible. Just incredible.
Just chuck. I don't care. He's Lillard. He's on fire. He's going to make those.
Yeah, but just as you're worrying about, oh, how many games in a row can he actually play without getting hurt?
Man.
You want to throw him out. You want to throw him out there for unneeded
yes,
minutes.
I do.
Want to hear my hot take on that game?
Yes, please.
Damian Lillard knew exactly where he stood, and then he was 3 away from Steph, I think, for the all-time. Or is it Clay? I can't remember.
Clay.
It's one of them.
Clay.
It's Clay.
It is Clay.
Clay. Well, Clay had,
and that's why,
Clay had 13, so he needed 3.
And that's
more
why things. He went to the bench. That's why he went to the bench and started putting ice on his leg, because he didn't want that smoke. He didn't want that responsibility. He's played every game since. I'm just saying, Damian Lillard, a little scared. Something to think about.
He doesn't want the responsibility.
Yep.
Just ponder that for a bit.
Yeah, just let it simmer. Just let it simmer.
Think about it a little bit, guys.
Let it soak. Let that soak in.
Something brewing in the coward camp.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Ooh, don't say soak after the BYU week. We can't do that anymore. All right. Do you have anything else to talk about with the Zers? I don't.
I do. No.
Yeah.
That was my impassioned.
Right. So that's our December Zers conversation. We'll see you again in January.
Rip City.
Rip City, baby. So should we at least touch on some of the baseball free agency stuff? I mean, just at least Correa's deal, right? Like,
I mean, it's terrible.
Well, same thing as Xander's. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, Bogart.
I thought they went away from signing guys to 10-plus-year deals.
This takes one
40s.
Team. It just takes one team. But yes, 13-year deals for 29-year-olds.
I was talking about this with my buddy, though. If you're Correa or Xander, right? You sign this deal so this is your last contract in the bigs. Why would you not sign one for like a 5 or 6 year deal? Because teams will pay you more per year for those shorter deals. And then try to see, you know, like Verlander just got like a 2 year, $90 million deal. If you're looking for more money, why would you not do that route? I don't get why you're trying to take one deal into your 40s.
He's just signing for retirement.
And baseball contracts are all guaranteed, right? Like, he gets
yeah,
a
million.
Yeah,
you got to really fuck up.
$350 million, period. Like, what? Might as well live in the Bay Area, where $350 million will buy you, like, a nice two-bedroom.
And I think part of it is that agents, like Scott Boras, he does not. Like, in the long run, it's better for him to sign you to, like, the biggest contract ever than signing you up for two contracts where you would technically make more.
Make more, yeah.
It sounds dumb because it would technically cost him money, but if he can stack up, I signed this guy for the biggest contract. 6 years later, I signed this guy for the biggest contract. This guy. He will eventually get all the guys.
He already has all the fucking guys, it seems.
Well, like. I know, but I think that's part of the reason why they do it is they just want people to stack. You change the salary structure when you sign the biggest thing, and the players union loves that shit. Like the players union was mad at LeBron for those 4 year contracts, which were really like 2 year contracts, and he would just opt in, you know, the last two in Miami and then Cleveland, and even I guess LA, even though I think he signed kind of a longer one. But yeah, the players union, yeah. They want you to restack that number. And I think the agents also get hard offs off being able to say they reset the cap, you know, every 4 years, even though there's no cap in baseball.
The problem is it's going to get reset again next year when you got Soto and Ohtani hitting the market.
Sure. Oh,
and they're
going to
they could possibly make $500 million.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Soto is going to reset. Yeah, because he's going to be like 24 when he hits
the market. Yeah, he'll reset years and money. I think Ohtani will set dollars per year. He might get 40 plus a year for 8 years, maybe, something insane.
Well, if you're the player, it's perfect. Like 13 years, you're like, okay, my career is set. I can leave whenever I want to in this deal. Like, it's fine. I can just retire whenever I feel like it. But I'm going to be a Giant who, by the way, Giants, consistent, generally, like, winners, and a franchise that is dedicated to winning. So I'm going to be with that franchise. You know, eventually the money I make is not actually going to be a lot. And so it'll sort of catch up. We'll be in the hunt every single year. It's great. $350 million.
No.
Why would I need more than $350 million?
The offensive players going to play in San Francisco, though, I don't quite get. Just the ballpark design. I mean,
right.
Yes, Barry Bonds aside, you know. But
it was kind of funny you saying that about the Giants too, because they almost never pay for guys.
Yeah,
like the big term deals like that.
I almost wonder if
might have been their longest for like a 6 year deal.
If Aaron Judge, when they offered him his deal, was just like, I don't care, and didn't use them for leverage, they felt kind of scorned. I wonder if they would have offered Correa.
I'm curious too. Yeah.
Man, baseball talk.
Yeah, baseball in December.
Baseball contracts. Doesn't it make you wonder why more people aren't trying to play baseball with these contracts?
Like Kyler Murray, for instance?
Yeah. I'd be a midget quarterback that gets murdered all the time when you could go make $250 million for 8 years.
So you can sign your rookie contract with Oakland and then be traded or given away a couple years later.
How many guys did you guys sign in the offseason here?
There's like two or three. You've never heard of them.
No.
They gave away,
I think they got a combined like $5 million.
Gave away their catcher, Sean Murphy, for a song. It's fantastic being an A's fan, guys.
Great program over there.
What I fucking tell you, Ski? The Seahawks scored. They're back to within eight now. 49ers ball, 3.5 left.
They're going to get a first down. Yeah. The game is over.
The fucking horrible roughing call that took away the pick six let Seattle stay in the fucking game. Yeah,
this game is over.
Get two first downs. Seattle has two timeouts and the 2 minute warning. So
they still have Geno Smith if they do something.
Who just threw a fucking touchdown against the number one defense in the NFL? So miss me with that. See, miss me with that. Miss me with that. Any other baseball deals?
He got one today.
Any other baseball deals? Like Syndergaard went to the Dodgers or something?
Yeah, who cares?
He just signed with the Yankees today.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, Rendon did?
Yeah.
Who? Really?
Rondon, yeah.
Oh. Rodon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Rodon.
Oh, that's roughing. That's a late hit. You can't do that. That's cheating. Throw the fucking flag, ref. Some bullshit.
Should we bring up King basically killing a journalist in Qatar?
I just was going off his brother's report. I was just saying. His brother said he was poisoned. That's all I was just asking questions.
Hey, Ski, you brought it up. You give the background.
I don't even know the background. He got poisoned, right?
Not fucking touching that.
Poisoned by the Qataris, right? Isn't that what?
He did not.
So we're talking about Grant Wall, Sports Illustrated, who... So what was the actual cause of death?
An aortic rupture.
Aortic?
Yeah.
Which sounds terrifying, because it could be there for years and you never know.
Yeah, it really, really does sound not great. So
sounds like just basically your heart exploding, like one of the valves, right?
Isn't it? Yeah, like right up here, right up there.
I'm right there.
His wife's been going on TV talking about it and stuff, and just sad, man. It sucks. Run, Brock! First down!
Wow, welcome to 4 minutes ago.
It's a big first down, Brock. Oh, really? Yeah. I'm watching fucking. I got Amazon on my Xbox. I'm watching a fucking.
I don't understand delay sometimes.
I don't know how this works.
2 weeks ago, I was like, we're watching Thursday Night Football, and I was like 4 minutes behind you guys. Yeah. I don't understand it.
I don't understand it. Can I finish? Okay, so no more baseball. Grant Wall. So, yeah, just fucking sad and shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible way to go. I think it's completely not that it would have saved him.
No.
But the fact that in the media area they didn't have the AED device, that's seems a little
kind of.
I mean, you can go to like an you can go to an Albertsons or a Walmart, and there's 17, you know. But apparently, Qatar's short on money.
Yeah, who knows, right? Like different country, different setup. And, you know, I guess if you're in one of those situations, you don't expect to need one, I guess. So Yeah, really shitty. So I guess there's nothing else really to say about it other than it sucks. And World Cup, though, now we have a final with Argentina and France, which is great. Like, we get Messi trying to finally win a World Cup. Argentina, who is historically choked in World Cups and on the national stage, finally getting the job done to get into the final, and now they play France, returning champion.
I have a question.
Sure.
Was like Mbappe like elite, you know, in 2020 or whatever, 2019, whatever fucking year they had the last World Cup?
So he's no.
Okay, so then I don't want to hear about this second World Cup bullshit.
Okay.
Cuz if he wasn't elite, he was just along for the ride.
Yo, no.
Rick Fox has a lot of
rooms. Like Giroud and Griezmann who are the stars.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought.
He was good, but he was very, very young.
He was a tertiary player. He was like 19.
Been on the cover of FIFA the last like 3 years.
So yeah, okay. All right. That's all I wanted to hear. I wanted someone to cement that because I don't I remember him then, but he was not like the A+. He was along for the ride.
Right.
He was a 19-year-old Derek Jeter on the Yankees, hitting 230 with 8 home runs.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Kylian Mbappe, number 2. So you guys, you guys are like 8 minutes ahead of me. Like, how much time is left in the game?
Oh, the game's over.
The game is not fucking over.
It's over.
You asshole.
Done.
Somebody tell me in the chat. These guys are being jerks. Okay, so you guys excited for the final at least?
I might wake up for it.
So Sunday, 7 o'clock? It's Sunday at like 9 o'clock, right?
I think it's at 7 our time.
Jesus,
is it the early one? Yeah, I didn't see.
I thought
11.
Okay, so it's 11.
I don't know. At least
no. Can I say how infuriated I was today when I saw pictures of the teams training, because you can't call it practicing, because good God, soccer, get over yourself. And it's like 84 degrees and they're wearing these enormous mittens and beanies. Guys, you're not doing yourself any favors.
So what are you saying?
Why do people think soccer players are soft?
You're the softest for weather, right? Of all sports.
Yes. Easy.
Like by a lot.
Yeah. Yes. They're in Qatar and they're wearing gloves and beanies. What are we doing? Harry Kane wouldn't do it.
Harry Kane wouldn't do it because England loses really
true.
Early all the time. Come on, Mason, get that first down. Did Mason get a first down? I'm so behind. Like,
do you not realize that the game's over when McCaffrey's not running the ball?
Yeah, you say that. You say that. I haven't gotten like a ESPN notification yet.
Go!
I know what he's doing. I know what he's doing.
Oh.
I see what you're doing.
I just hit the over.
I see what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're trying to make me think the Seahawks. You're ahead of me.
I did not say that. I just said I'm going to hit the over. It's all I said.
Uh-huh. Hey, Mason got the first down and nearly scored. So that's what you were yelling about?
Yeah, go! Get the over!
Atta boy, Mason. All right, that'll do it. Thank you. All right, I'm good. I can focus on the podcast now. Sorry about that. Sorry, not sorry. Okay, so let's see. What else we got before we get to things? We could talk about Baker. I don't want to talk about Baker.
Nah.
We could talk about Tom Brady officially being awful. Should we talk about that?
It's been known.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, so let's do keeper kick. You got one for us, Ski?
Was there any duck news? Like other than fast, was there any more portal?
Will Richardson got the triple double. We talked about Sewell to start off with.
Portal guys. Was there any more portal guys?
No.
in the last week that Well, there was the two guys they got, the Alabama receiver and the Iowa linebacker,
right? That's
right.
So they got the wide receiver to replace Thornton, basically. Same guy.
And did they not just I think it was I don't know if it was a transfer or a high school kid. Did they just sign a punter?
They need one.
Or was it it was either a transfer or they signed some kid. Because like I said, punter is the one thing they need to hit the portal for, because their punter is terrible. I don't even know his name. He's that terrible.
Well, the punter, like Oregon's punter, like left the team in the middle of the season. So he like left the team for personal reasons. And then after the season was over, he like officially entered the portal. And so the guy who fucked up in the Civil War, like was third string, like should not have been on the field basically. So NFC West champion, San Francisco 49ers. All right. So yeah. So if they did sign a punter, that's good. They really, really need one. Hopefully a good one. All right, you got a keeper kick this week? Did you do one?
Here's a question though, also, while we're still in the Duck football.
Okay.
So when Dillingham takes the head coaching job, I saw Lanning and someone else like flew to Detroit to go talk with Manning to like make sure. You guys think he's well? I'll just do it right now. Keeper, I mean, it wouldn't be keeper. Right.
No. We got
is Manning? Does he keep his commitment to the Ducks?
You mean Moore?
Moore, I mean
Dante Moore. Yeah,
Moore.
Yeah. Yeah. Man,
no,
I don't think so either.
No, I guess we'll probably find that out really quickly, because I think this is the last weekend of visits and Oregon is wanting to get him to come. And if he doesn't come, well, then you know.
He gone. Yep. Yeah, I think that's sort of.
You think he follows Dilly though? Is that
no?
He's going to UCLA or Oregon, yeah. Pretty much.
He was coming to Oregon, and then Dillingham left, and it just made Oregon not an option. That does not mean he's going to Arizona State.
Well, I didn't know. Maybe he's a big Dillingham fan. I don't know. But all right, Duck football done. All right. Where am I at here? All right, keeper kick. All right, first one.
Keeper kick.
And now it's time for keep or kick.
Brought to you by
Cafe Yum.
This one is after because it's not possible, but
Cafe Yum. 3,000 calories in a bowl of mush. Add some sauce on it.
Some yum sauce.
Buy your yum sauce. One bottle, only $15. I have no idea.
Hypothetically, would you keep, if you could like reset it, would you keep the current Will Richardson? He doesn't get any better than he is now for 4 more years.
Oh.
Or do you kick him out right now of this season?
This is easy. I kick. Like he is gone for me. And not really because I don't like the kid and I necessarily think he's a bad basketball player. It would be exhaustion. Like it would be Will Richardson exhaustion. Like I couldn't take it anymore.
But yeah, you essentially throw like this year is done then if he's gone. Yeah. They literally have no chance of it. So you'll take this year being gone for 4 more years of current Will Richardson.
This year sucks and is boring already. Like I'm cool with that. Yeah.
They're at least scoring in the 70s now. It's going a little better.
We got two kicks in the chat. What do you guys think?
I keep.
Big Will?
I'm keeping him too, because he can move him to the two guard and bring in a real point guard. So
is that what you do? Like every subsequent year you move him to a different position?
Yes. You bring in, yeah. So the ball's in his hand less and less, but he's there.
You try to figure out a way to make him like actually consistently good, because where he's at right now is not doing that. And so if you move him to a different position, let him spend a few months there, maybe that does it. It's a strategy.
All right. Next question. With the thing dropping today with UCLA having to pay Cal? Was it like $10 million, $5 million? Is that what it was?
To leave the Pac-12?
For them leaving the Pac-12? So with them gone, do you keep or kick Cal in the conference?
you have no choice. You have to keep.
You have to keep Cal. You really have to keep Cal.
Do you though?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, what else? Like San Jose State? You? Like what? I mean, what are we talking about here?
What's Cal? No, we're doing this is as a whole. Also, a whole of Cal, and so their basketball team still hasn't won a game. Their football team, their Wilcox isn't going to be there much longer because that team is bad too. You're keeping them in conference over, let's say, San Diego State.
Yes.
Or Nevada. Yeah. How about that?
Yes! Yeah. Get out of here.
Yes?
Yes.
You guys, crazy. Cal's a dead program. They're done. Get them out of here.
Booble says
go kick. To the FCS.
Booble says kick. He's with you, Ski.
Okay, now we're on to the next one. Keep or kick Emmanuel Acho or Skip Bayless? See, we're both,
keeping.
They both dropped some bombs this week. So
keeping Skip Bayless, kicking Emmanuel Acho.
It's amazing how Acho has like turned, like because he used to be fairly respected and most people you know generally liked him, and now he's just horrible takes on the reg. Like obviously Skip Bayless does that, but that's a shtick. He's been doing it for like 30 years at this point. I am kicking Acho all day long. He's a pile.
My thing with Acho is this is like an Acho thing. But listen here, Joy. I think the Lakers are bad. Now, what do I mean by me saying that the Lakers are bad? What I mean by saying the Lakers are bad is that if the sport of basketball, which is rudimentary, basket in the bucket, score points, the Lakers are bad at that. Now, what do I mean by that? Joy, that's what I'm saying. And everyone's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that was really deep. Yeah.
Deep thinking, right?
Yeah.
If you say it emphatically enough, it makes it sound like you actually said something.
Now, let me tell you something. When I say what I said is I'm saying that I said what I said, that the Lakers in basketball, they're not good at it. Look at their record. Now, let me tell you about their record. What I'm saying about their record is they're under 500. And if you're under 500 as Christmas approaches, now let me tell you what I'm saying about Christmas is the Lord came down and was born. When I tell, what am I saying about the Lord? Joy, listen to me. He got drunk on his own voice in the summer of 2020. That's what he did. He's harmless, so whatever. But yeah, get him out of here.
Well, see, I am kicking him as well because you can't out-skip Skip. He invented this.
What are we talking about, Skip?
You can try all your might. You're not beating Skip.
Yep.
Booble says, isn't Acho that dude Mina Kimes sent to hell?
Yes. Yeah.
By the way, I'm getting pretty close to being over Mina Kimes' shtick as well, by the way.
Ooh, no.
I know.
I'm staying away from that one.
I ain't saying anything about Mina either.
I'm just saying.
That is dangerous. Dangerous game, my friend.
I'm just saying. She's an annoying She's a fucking 12, and they keep putting microphones in front of her to talk about her.
You just said Seahawk fan and annoying. It's one and the same. You don't need to specify annoying and Seahawk.
I mean, she's
they're all 12.
She's not a Seahawk fan. She's a 12. Like,
you get the Niners today. Come on.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
She's on national TV. It's if the Niners would win.
Booble says, keep or kick Sarah Spain or Mina Kimes.
Oh, Sarah Spain, gone.
Yeah, I'm keeping Mina.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably keep Mina.
All right.
I like Mina. I just am tired of her. Like, the only thing she talks about is the Seahawks. Like you have,
and when I say that I like Mina, let me tell you what I mean.
So
Joy,
by liking Mina, what are we talking about when I say like? Do I like, or is it just a like?
How do you spell like? There's four letters in like. Now, Joy, what do I mean by letters and four? Listen to me.
Quadrants. Everybody's got a quadrant. What am I talking about when I say quadrant?
There's a quadrant. X, don't give it to you. And what else does X do? It marks the spot. That's all I'm saying. The floor is yours, Joy.
Flawless. Are you got any more?
I got two more. Might have to have an Emmanuel Acho bit on here.
I love
almost
it.
Weekly. Just
love
all
it.
Right. When we got that Iowa linebacker transfer, I posted this question to King. Weird. So it's kind of a keeper kick, but we'll do it. Would you take the entire Iowa defense if it meant you had we had to have Pederast as the starting quarterback all season? Just him only on offense. Everyone else is still there, but you get the entire Iowa defense.
What a horrible question. What a horrible, horrible
decision. That's a fantastic question.
You just
how bad were the Ducks defense?
Yeah, King just kicked himself. So what are we kicking?
It's not quite.
Yeah.
Kick the premise. How about the premise of it?
I'm kicking the premise. No.
You can have the entire pretty good defense of Iowa.
Pretty good.
And only one offensive player on their terrible offense.
You have like
a pretty good trade.
A serviceable defense with a horrible player on offense.
I would say well above average defense.
Okay. No, I'm kicking anything Iowa. I'll take a good player, but I'm kicking everything else Iowa. Did King just like actually just leave? I mean,
yeah, he's gone. He's gonna miss the final one.
He gone.
All right. Keeper kick Trump. The new Trump NFT crypto guy, that's what he is, or another Trump presidency. He's not president. Yeah. Like for 4 years, he won't be president, but he will be big, you know, as vocal, big crypto NFT guy.
I thought I left under the worst pretenses of a talk with Spencer Petras, and now I'm here about Trump NFT guy.
NFT Trump or NFT president? Or Trump
I'm
president.
Keeping I'm want? Keeping NFT Trump because if you actually look at those pictures, they're fucking hilarious. They make his hands look like Hulk, and they've shaved so much weight off his face. It's great. He's an astronaut. Who knew?
Got rid of that turkey neck, and he's just like chiseled. Yeah.
Well, as we've established over the years, we are a right-wing talk podcast, and so I don't like the concept. I'm keeping everything, Ski. I'm keeping everything.
Oh, yeah. All right. Give me all of it.
Obviously, that's our take. Booble says, kick myself off a cliff with this choice.
Yeah. Well, that's not an option there, Booble.
Yep.
Gotta pick one.
Yeah.
I'm going NFT Trump. It's hilarious.
You're kicking
those images. I'm keeping that because
Did you guys see the video?
Concept of those pictures?
Did you guys see his video release of it today?
I didn't actually see the video of it.
So good. After this, track it down. He's like, they're only $99, which seems expensive, but they're not because it's me. And it's me, hopefully your favorite president, better than Lincoln, better than Washington. I thought it was an SNL like cold, you know, cold open at first. It wasn't.
I don't say I'm the best president ever.
Sure it will be.
But people are saying that about me on a regular basis. That I mean, if Abraham Lincoln were around right now, I would beat him 1-on-1 in an election. It'd be a runaway.
And basketball.
Imagine losing.
I'd back him down and dunk all over him.
I'm just saying, imagine losing to Biden by like 15 million votes and still being like, I'm the favorite president ever. I was thinking, sure, we really like our current one, and he beat you by a lot.
I'm looking it up right now. Oh, is this like, is he like a superhero or something? Is that what I'm looking at here?
There's a couple of them.
Well, there's a bunch of them, yeah.
There's one where he's got like a WWF belt and he's dressed like a superhero. These are fucking crazy. Ah, King Grifter, boys.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
King Grifter. You got to love it.
Masterclass.
No doubt.
Put on right
no
now.
No doubt.
Absolute scenes.
Absolute scenes.
All right. We are done with
last one. Deck. All right. Let's do our list and wrap this biatch up.
Oh, before we get to the list, boys. Before we get to the list.
Playoff time.
Oh, you know what time it is. It's the TSB FFP update. L-F-F-L, whatever.
There's an L in there.
I didn't write it down, so I don't know. Hey, Alex.
That's me.
You know what Chuck Knoll used to say about the final week of fantasy football's regular season?
What did Chuck Knoll used to say?
Chuck Knoll used to say you can't win the playoff title in the last week of the regular season, but you sure can play yourself out of the playoffs.
You sure can
if your quarterback is Kyler Murray. Chuck Knoll, he used to say that all the time. Look it up. Google. Speaking of Chuck Knoll, did anyone else get confused in the mid-90s seeing Chuck Knox on the sidelines for the Seahawks in the Kingdom, thinking, wow, what a sad fall from grace after leading the Steel Curtain defense to all those Super Bowls? No? Was that just me?
Yeah, I definitely thought that. Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought they were the same person.
Yeah.
Speaking of defense, I see that DJ Dogwater just dropped the Arizona defense. I should have dropped Kyler Murray in October. It should have been Byler Murray.
Oh!
Get it? So, borderline erotic and the Sun God have byes in the first round of the playoffs. The first round is where Kyler Murray's season usually ends, where he says, bye-bye, not this year. I hate him. My season is over. The season is over, which means these updates are over. Signing off from Saigon for the last time, good night and good luck. And that is your final TSB FFL update. Godspeed.
Godspeed, true believers. All right, let's do our list.
All right.
I came up with it, right?
Alex came up with this list.
He did.
So in honor of Mike Leach.
Yeah.
Top three pirates.
Jinkies. It's pirates. All right. So I guess I'll start then because it was my list. I have like five here. I got to pick last second. My number three is Jules from the movie Pirates. Do you guys know about You guys know about the movie Pirates?
Is it anything like my number one, which is Jesse Jane from some movie called Pirates?
Yeah, that's the character Jesse Jane plays in the movie Pirates.
Hey. Nice. That was my number one. So yeah, good job. Right,
cool, we got that out of the way.
I saw a write up on it. It sounded like a good, high budget movie.
It was like the highest budget in the history of that genre of film. All right, King, what's your three?
My number three, pirate, Andy Van Slyke.
Yes. Can't go wrong with Andy Van Slyke. And the Killer Bees. Bonds and Bonilla? No? Okay.
Killer Bees are Biggio, Bell, and Bagwell. That's the Killer Bees.
Booble says
guys in Staten Island are gonna take offense to that.
Booble says Captain Hook. WCP says Barry Bonds is his number three. Do you want to give your three, Ski? I mean, you already gave your one. Should we just move on to my next one?
Yeah, just go to say yeah. That'll be my number three then. Yeah, moving on.
Okay. So my number two is the Dread Pirate Roberts. From Princess Bride. Carrie Always.
That is a person.
That's it.
My number two pirate. Sat behind the plate. Caught pitches from Doug Drabeck. My number two pirate, Don Slott.
This is great.
I love those pirate teams.
Yes. Absolutely.
Love those teams. All right, my number two.
So dated.
playing on AstroTurf.
Three River Stadium.
Yeah. Everybody has a mustache. Everybody chews. It was a golden age of baseball.
They might have just been smoking fucking heaters instead of dipping.
No doubt.
Like, Leland for sure was.
Leland. Sure.
I was gonna say Leland definitely smoked heaters in the dugout.
Probably like two packs a game.
1,000%.
And he's still alive.
Yeah. He's still alive.
Man.
All right. My number two is Mo Vaughn. He went to Seton Hall, so he's a pirate.
Oh, man. I was like, how? What?
roommates with Shaheen Holloway. I just made that up.
There's no way that's true. Shit, my list seems lame. All I did was like movie people. Your guys' lists are way better. All right, might as well. My number one is Han Solo. Whatever. Stupid. I hate it.
That's in it. That's suspect.
He's a space pirate.
Can you be a pirate in space?
He's a smuggler. Doesn't that... I mean, that's
pirate. More like a butt pirate. 90s Rose! Bang! Bang!
I haven't heard that term in a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Speaking of the 1990s, my number one pirate of all time, Jose Chico Leaned.
Jose Leaned.
Banger.
Holy shit with these references, dude.
He used to wear a little button on his hat, too. A little pin.
In the chat, Booble says Steve the Pirate. Dodgeball a couple
months ago. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
WCP says number two is Blackbeard. I mean...
Yeah, do it in the playoffs.
No,
Blackbeard.
It isn't. Yeah.
Do it in October, Blackbeard.
Do it in October, Blackbeard. You're soft. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, my number one pirate, Sandra Bullock. She went to ECU. She's a pirate. Ho!
My number one pirate, David Garrard.
Oh, that's great. Wait, your number one is Warren Sapp, Booble? How does that work? Does
he play for Buccaneers. Buccaneers is a pirate.
All right.
Raider is a pirate. You know.
All right. Yeah. I guess. WCP's number one was Dread Pirate Roberts, which is my number three. So.
I thought he would have said Mark Helfrich.
Coos Bay? Marshfield?
Marshfield.
Love that. Love that we got that immediately, by the way. Several good times at that insane asylum that they call a high school in Coos Bay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Should we wrap it up? You guys got anything else? 49ers, your NFC West champion, San Francisco 49ers. 10 wins on the season. Not mad about that. Get rested up. Walk into the playoffs. Let's go. I guess that's it.
I was going to say, is this...
Did your Chiefs
clinch? Is that to be new? Is this...
Huh?
Your Chiefs clinched, right?
No, they'll clinch on Sunday.
This weekend? Okay, yeah. All
right. I think it's just the Eagles that have clinched.
Yes.
And you guys.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, movie podcast on Sunday. It is Weird, the Al Yankovic story. Look out for that. Thanks for watching, everybody. Bye.